Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you. Welcome first, and thank you, everyone out there, to the listeners and to our guests that we have joining us today. Thank you for joining us in this space, for meeting us in this space, because even if you're listening to a recording, if you're doing that from iTunes, you know, we're still in this space together. So I want everyone to know and to think empowering thoughts and energy and just know you're in that, because we're here, our guest is here. And as always, this show is about learning and promoting, taking control of our life. So this is the space that you're in. I know that a lot of people's listening and a lot of good energy and vibes and all that's going on in this space, okay? So this is where we learn and promote to take care of our life here on Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. This is what this is about, and I'm your host, Keylane Greenwood, the one and only urban life coach. You're one and only now, okay? And I like to emphasize, we take control and we don't let life take control of us, because we have power. And we get that power, our empowerment, from basically, you know, the guest experts and them giving us tips and techniques from the training from which they do in whatever area we focused on today. And we're always going to focus on the major areas of our life here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, whether it's health, career and finance, or whether it's just, you know, mental growth, areas like that, the relationships, you know, so the major areas of our life. And our guests are trained in helping us get, you know, very, very high satisfaction and bring us to the point where we can be satisfied and content, you know, and make our life a high quality. And that's what we mean by taking control of our life, okay? Also, this show's about, you know, finding your purpose, passion, and meaning, you know, all that stuff, letting your life stand for something, or finding out what you're good at and putting that in your life, you know, to help others. So it's about love, kindness, hope, gratitude, inspiration, and daily encouragement, you know, not losing heart at the end of the day. You know, we've had guests that teach us or give us techniques on how to stand firm on a stressful day. And we basically can't do this without first learning how to identify our barriers. And then we learn and strategize how to overcome them. And this is what the guests do, okay? And I have to put this out here, okay? And I cannot do it, you know, and I got to give a shout out to the power that how I get along in life. I've came a long way, and we all can. We're all in this journey together. So my Lord and my Savior, my Master, my Teacher, the great Jesus Christ, because in my life it's evident, you know, he shows us, you know, and puts the people in place, people, places, and things that can help us. And today our guest is going to help us, you know, in the area of, I believe it's career, finance, business, and all that, you know, in that area right there. So we're going to get it straight from the horse mouth in a minute. So, you know, get a pen and paper, sit back, relax, and just give a lot of love right now for everyone in the world, okay? The episode title for today is called Freedompreneurs with Coach Nick. Okay, get that. not entrepreneurs, freedompreneurs, with Coach Nick. That's the episode title. And of course, our guest is a coach, of course, Nick Pereira. Nick Pereira, and he's also known as Coach Nick, okay? And if I chopped his name up, he's going to correct me. But I think I got very close. Okay, now I'm going to give you a little bit of what I found out about Coach Nick and some of his background. He's an entrepreneur life coach. He trains individuals in what he does. He does keynote speaks on what he does, okay? And he speaks to you. He does coaching sessions. He blogs, and he's an author, all right? And at the end, when we get close to the end, you're going to get his contact information, you know, his book information, where to buy the book at, you know, and future events. We're going to have that all in the last 5 minutes. So he's going to let you know that, the website, everything. And before we meet him, I like what he says, and quote, "I'm a life coach who helps other coaches and spiritual entrepreneurs generate leads for their business." So there you go. He helps spiritual entrepreneurs and life coaches generate leads for their business. So all you business owners out here, all you guys in small business or business period, you want to pay special attention to this, because it could be something in here you can use. And of course, you can contact Coach Nick, and he's going to give you all that information, okay? But right now, I believe you can contact him. Is it at CoachNick.com? I believe he's going to let us know something. My memory on that, but I was just there. Okay, Coach Nick, are you there with us? Hello, how are you doing? And welcome to the show.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure and opportunity to be here, and I appreciate to spend this time with you, chat with you, and chat about some enlightening conversation.
Okay. All right. There you go, listeners. This is Coach Nick. Okay. And Coach Nick, it's your stage. Let the listeners know how you help people, a little bit who you are, how you help people, just, you know, 1 or 2 minutes doing that, so we can get down to the heavyweight stuff with this short period of time.
All right, fantastic. So as you did a great job in the introduction, I help coaches, healers, and small business owners generate more leads to becoming freedompreneurs. And a freedompreneur is someone who works when they want, where they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, with whoever they want, doing the thing they love to do. So that passion, that mission, that talent, that knowledge, that wisdom, that product, that service, that burning desire that you have, or that you feel that you've been put here on this earth to do, I help you market your business in such a way so that you can grow your mission, live your passion, and do it in a way where you can still spend tons of time with your family doing the other things that you love to do that are important to you.
Okay. Listeners, you get that? He helps people, that includes you, market what you feel that's in your heart, that resonates with you, you know, that's inside of you. And, you know, there's no better, I don't even call that a job. I call it like, you know, using milk, because it's something you love and, you know, so that's what he does. He helps you identify that, if I'm getting this right, find that in yourself, mm-hmm. what you like to do, market that, man, and eat your cookies and cream sitting on the couch making dollars. You know, how wonderful is that? That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, Coach Nick. Okay, well, I know the listeners is thinking, well, you know, I don't know if I can do this, or they might have a small business and it's not where they want to be. So, you know, I'm guessing here. So exactly how do you help them overcome? I mean, how do you help them? What tools do you use to to help them, you know, get to that, to help them, you know, get that.
Yeah, sure. So it starts always with a vision. So that's why I said, like, a freedompreneur ultimately is somebody who has a burning desire within them. And maybe it's not hot burning desire right now. Maybe it's a little desire. But ultimately, there's a pull within you that says, you know what, I really want to help a certain maybe individual. Maybe you want to help women, or you want to help kids, or, you know, I had somebody message me just the other day, and this is a perfect example of somebody that I would work with, is they want to help kids in impoverished neighborhoods. And so we're connecting, and the first thing is that I'm going to want to know, and the person has to know, is what is the vision? What is it that you see? Now, you don't have to know all the details of the vision, but you got to have a general idea of, here's where I want to go. Once we know where you want to go, then we're going to take you in a process to making that specific, hone it down, and make sure that vision is crystal clear. When you have a strong vision and a clear vision, then the action steps become simple, or it becomes revealed to you. That's what I've noticed in my life. The clearer I get in my vision, then the action steps become clear, the pathway is shown or illuminated, and we can take those steps. Essentially, I have a system that I use to help people market their business online that is a combination of different things, including doing guest interviews and podcasts like this. So I get featured on a lot of different talk radios, podcasts, radio shows, to be able to spread the mission. And so my business is called I'm a Conscious Warrior. And why it's called that is because I am. Statement of I am is the most powerful statement we're going to make. And the deeper connection, that our I am connection to God and to the divine, once we understand that and we can appreciate that and begin to love that I am, then we become conscious. Conscious is awareness and being connected to the world around you, understanding that it's a oneness underneath it all. And then the warriors, to take action. The warrior part is the entrepreneurial part. It's the part where you learn how to take this consciousness and move it into the world to create something, to better a situation or to solve a problem. So we identify these aspects, and then I take you through a systematic process of building a business out.
Okay. Wonderful. Listeners, you got that? If you didn't, as I always say, pause it, rewind it. We're on iTunes, man, so you can just listen to it as much as you want, digest it, and then you can go check out Nick on his website, okay? We're about to give you in a few minutes here. Nick, okay, that was well said, and that makes a lot of sense to me, and it can't get no plainer than that. So finish this sentence, okay? When you work with Coach Nick, at the end of the program, you're going to get these results by working with Coach Nick. How would you finish that sentence?
You're going to become a freedompreneur at the end of working with me. And just to be clear, I have some people who work with me for a few months to come learn a certain techniques or skills or certain strategies. And I have some people that I've helped grow their business. Hampton Riding Center. It's a horseback riding school out in the east coast of Canada. I work with people all over the world, Canada, U.S., Australia, connected with people in Europe and Asia that are connected onto my show and into my programs and into what we're doing. And I've worked with Jennifer, the owner there, for 3 years now. We're about to hit our 3-year anniversary, because I can take you from idea or concept all the way to implementation and, of course, growing the business. So ultimately, you're going to become a freedompreneur. You're going to increase your income. You're going to buy back some of your time. You're going to build a business within a proven model, a systematic way. And that's the end result that people want. I call that the selfish result. That's the result of, what are you going to get? But more importantly, what are you going to be able to give? You're going to be able to give your message and your wisdom and your talent and the things that you love to do, and that, again, that you feel that you're here to do. Maybe it's to write a book and to get that book out to lots of people, or maybe you're a coach yourself. You want to help people be more connected to their to the spirituality or to, you know, better connect in their relationship, whatever it is, you're going to learn how to create an impact. And I think that's always the biggest reward in itself, because when we're contributing, when our business is contributing, just like the way you're doing by bringing all these empowered people to talk about empowerment, to give this then fills you up. And, you know, that's a payoff that has no price tag on it.
Wow, you caught me, buddy. You gave it away. You know, because you're absolutely right, because a lot of my buddies ask me, they're like, man, you don't make that much money do this. You know, you only have X amount of clients and stuff. I said, well, why do you think I'm always smiling? Why do you think, you know, I get through a lot of stuff I get through? You know, I'm not staying in a big, nice house. Matter of fact, I stay in a townhouse, an apartment. I rent, you know, but you know what? Inside, I feel rich because I'm constantly growing, I'm constantly overcoming struggles and overcoming my barriers within myself and just growing and feel more and better about life and myself because of what I do. I truly believe that some people are getting something out of this, and I learn like from guests like you. So, yeah, you caught me, and you know, so it's what you give.
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate that. See, it takes. You're gonna do really well because you see how open and authentic you are. You're like, this is what it is, and that's ultimately what this world as a whole needs. It just needs us to be authentic and stop putting up the front like it's all good and everything's okay when it's not. Because only when we're open about this, then we're actually able to transform it.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know, you're definitely on the right path. You're doing amazing things as far as bringing people together. And, you know, in my own experience so far, and just talking from my own journey so far, is that as long as you're getting better, then the results, like the money and the health and the trips and all of this type of stuff, it begins to come with it. But it's secondary to the real payoff, which is who you become in the process.
Wow. Thank you, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because that's definitely healing to my soul. Okay, now, we're talking about some real things here in case you don't know. This is Empowering Ourselves to Get to Talk Radio, where we meet once, twice a week in this space. And everyone is getting techniques and tips on taking control of their life. Okay, now, we talked with Coach Nick about some things, you know, about how he helps people and about, you know, how he does it, you know, the tools he uses. And he said the basic thing is the vision, you know. And so moving on, you know, speaking with Coach Nick, which one or two things, you know, listeners can do right now? Like they're saying, well, you know, I'm gonna get in contact with Coach Nick in the morning, but I'm sitting here laying in the bed right now, or I'm sitting here thinking on whatever I'm thinking. You know, give them like one or two things they can do within themselves, you know, or on their own, you know, for the listeners to kind of point them in the right direction to getting that business success, or just that success in themselves, or whatever. However that question speaks to you, Coach Nick.
Fantastic. I mean, ultimately, if you're listening right now and you're wanting action steps to take right now, I do this every single morning. I do something called Morning Gratitudes, and I do it publicly on Facebook. So if you do end up connecting with me and, you know, connect with me on Facebook, and you'll see that every single morning I post Morning Gratitudes, and I post a picture of me writing in my journal. So every single day I write things that I'm grateful for. I write a paragraph. And the way that I write it is I say it in thank you to God. I say thank you so much for today and for this life. And I thank the divine for all kinds of things, like things that are about to happen, things that have happened, experiences that I've had. Sometimes I'm giving gratitude to just things that are happening in the world that have nothing directly to do with me. And what it allows me to do is start every single day off by getting into a state of gratitude. And when we're in gratitude, and when you achieve gratitude, and gratitude becomes a normal state, then your life is going to unfold in a way that is equivalent to the amount of gratitude that you're feeling. So right now, write some things that you're grateful for. It's going to put you in a great mindset. And if you're just sitting there and you want some action steps, look, there's three steps to creating something. The first step is to know what it is that you want. So that's the vision part. So if you're sitting there, you know what you want. Okay, great. Step one completed. By the way, if you don't know what you want, I bet you that you know what you don't want. And how we can know what we want is through birthing clarity through what we don't want. Meaning it's okay to observe what we don't want as long as we do it briefly and then we move to the opposite. So if I know I don't want to be unhealthy, then I know what I do want is to be healthy. So what you could do is make a list of everything that you don't want. And then on the other side of that list, or the opposite side, like if you did in a T graph, on the left side, you have everything you don't want. On the right side, write the opposite of what you don't want. And what you'll be left with is a list of everything that you do want. Now you have a vision, a positive vision. This is what I want. Now you're clear on what you want. Step two is to bring attention to what you want. This is where people talk about vision boards and affirmations and all these different things. These are all basically tools to keep it within your consciousness, meaning whatever it is that you want to accomplish, you must think about. You must bring it into your mind. And you must focus on it. So what you could do right now is you could just start to write down some things that you want and begin to daydream or allow yourself to dream about it. This is going to put you in a state where you're thinking about it and you're feeling grateful for even just thinking about it and having the possibility. Then the third step is to remove doubts. That's actually the hardest part. Step one, know what we want. Pretty easy. Step two, bring attention to it. This means remind yourself every single day, create vision boards, meditate upon it, write it down. The more that you just do it, talk about it, plug into shows like this that keep empowering you, reminding you of your dreams and the things that you want. It's a habit. It'll come with time, but keep doing it. If you're listening to this show, you're already doing it. So just plug it in, make it a habit. Then step number three is to remove doubt. And removing doubt, that's a little bit of a harder part. That's where you want to, make sure that you're doing things like forgiving past hurts, taking 100% responsibility for your life, stop blaming, no more excuses, reasons, justifications. It's about not being a victim to the circumstance, but really realizing that you have the power and to shift the circumstances, but you must believe. And how do you believe? You remove doubt. And how do you remove doubt? Through the process of forgiveness and healing.
Wow. You know what, listeners? Before we go on and talk a little bit more about Coach Nick's, I believe he's an author, so he wrote some books and his future events and his contact. Before we get to that on these last few minutes, I keyed on a few things he said, and this is what resonates with me. When he said, stop becoming a victim and use your power. Stop playing victim and use your power. Start affirming things, start saying things. And how many of us out here, out there, it's okay to feel hurt, I believe. But if you stay in it and wallow in it, and there's a time to say, okay, that hurt, I felt that. Now I'm about to bounce back up and get back to my normal state. Or this has made me stronger, however you see it. Instead of just staying down. So I like the way Nick helped us with that, Coach Nick. and said, reclaim our power. So that's something, listeners, that I truly believe in. Okay, Coach Nick, got a couple minutes to you, 1 or 2 minutes to you before we close out here. That time went by fast, you know, and a lot of information is given. You've been dropping nuggets all day. Give these people your contact information so where they can check you out. Let them know events, future events you're doing, other services you offer, and your book, where they can contact that at, man. 2 minutes to you, Coach Nick.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Really simple. Go to hangoutwithcoachnick.com. So it's www.hangoutwithcoachnick.com. And there's all kinds of cool stuff on the website. You'll see that I have a weekly hangout show. You can opt in to keep up to date. It's a show where we're connecting just like what you're doing, connecting people from all around the world. It's fantastic. Now, my book's actually coming out in May. So you'll be able to see some information on the website, but look for it in May. Again, just, you know, opt into the mailing list and you'll stay in touch with what's going on. And if you're a business owner that's really looking to bring your business online and learn how to do it in a way that's going to allow you to have time and money together, then check out the Facebook marketing program or check out my mastermind groups. Get involved with some coaching and with some of the programs. And I share openly, and everything that I share that I teach is systems that I personally use. So I don't teach anything that I'm not already doing, and we've proven to have it work. So we want to make sure that we're always delivering quality, proven, tested training. So if you're interested in that, check me out. Other than that, just connect. I love meeting people. And, you know, I really do this to help others live an awesome life. I think that we all deserve it. And I think that everybody can achieve it. And this world is abundant and big enough for us all to have everything we want and more. And I really believe that God provides us. So ultimately, the work is to learn to, first of all, really to know God. And then second of all, to love God. Everything else will take care of itself after that.
Yes. And there you have it, everyone. That's Coach Nick. Entrepreneur, coach. Did I get that right? Yes. Yes. That's Coach Nick. Entrepreneur life coach. Yes, everyone, and you got it from him. So give another shout out and thanks to for joining us on the show. Thanks, man. And once again, that concludes the time, everyone. You were here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. This you can download us from iTunes. And we have Coach Nick's information, contact information, also his website contact information is with this with the show, with the page show. So when this is loaded up, man, if you forget the website, don't worry about it. We got you. Okay, like us, follow, share us, share Coach Nick, share, you know, the show. Just send us around to all your media, man. Download us from iTunes, Stitcher. Support us in every way, man. Check him out. He's doing it. You heard a little bit some of the stuff he does. He knows what he's talking about. And that just was a little bit, everyone. So please support the guests here because, you know, we're touching one life at a time. We're on this journey together. You know, we're here improving our lives and our business together, man. So I'm the Urban Life Coach. Love y'all. Signing off. Coach Nick, thank you. I will be contacting you in a few days, man. I just want to touch bases again and say thank you, man, for bringing it here.
Oh,
you dropped some nuggets here, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're doing amazing things.
Thank you. And you're doing it too. I like the school assembly and the bullying thing and the teenager thing, man. I like what you're doing with that, man, because, you know, we got to do something for the kids, you know. And so great work on that. Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And I am the Urban Life Coach signing out.